This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers is still incompetent to stand trial. He remains at the state mental health hospital. In a court proceeding today, the Boulder District Attorney requests a review by a forensic neuropsychologist to determine whether the suspect has any neurological or psychiatric disorders. The suspect's public defenders objected, saying that examination would violate their client's constitutional rights. The judge is expected to rule on the matter before the next trial in April. Trends for respiratory illnesses in Colorado keep looking better after a tough end of 2022. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to 185. That's the lowest number since the end of October and more than 200 less than it was after Thanksgiving. Most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater show flat or declining trends. RSV hospitalizations in five metro counties have dropped considerably since November, when hospitals were packed, especially with children. The number of patient visits for influenza-like illness is still above baseline, but it's also been dropping in recent weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado baker who won a partial U.S. Supreme Court victory after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake because of his Christian faith has lost an appeal in his latest legal fight. This case involves his rejection of a request for a pink and blue birthday cake celebrating a gender transition. Colorado's appeals court ruled Thursday that the cake ordered from Jack Phillips's Masterpiece Cake Shop is not a form of speech. Phillips plans to appeal the decision. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.